On today's thrilling season one finale, we sit down with my ex, soon-to-be current boyfriend, Sammy. But first, I need to win him back and ruin the life of my producer, Debbie, who left me to die in the woods. If you're looking for a roommate and your rent is less than $100 a month, please know that I am clean, considerate, and able to move in by tonight, ideally. Forget everything you knew about plot lines coming together. And then remember it again, because it will definitely provide useful context. It's time for Famous Podcast.
Famous Podcast. It's a famous podcast. It's a very, very famous podcast.
Beetlejuice said it best, folks. It's showtime. Welcome to Famous Podcast, where each guest is more famous than the last. I'm your host, Jean-Luc Bouchard, a.k.a. the Sweetheart Prince of New York. And it's truly great to be back in NYC after a couple harrowing weeks lost in the wilderness. I survived a man-eating wolf, a spooky ghost-slash-pervert, and the arduous drive back to the city, which actually ended up being a lot quicker than I anticipated. It turns out I had been lost in Queens the whole time, but trust me when I say there are some goddamn enormous parks in that borough. Regardless, my feet are finally back on the concrete I crave, and I'm itching to regain control of my life. Fans of the podcast know that these have been an unusually tumultuous past couple of months for me. Whereas I normally live a life analogous to any other hotshot podcast celebrity, I've recently come up against 1,000 or 2,000 problems. But by the end of the day, I plan to set things right with the universe once more and return to my previous state of Ira Glass-style glory. I'm recording this episode perched on the roof of a condemned warehouse that sits opposite my ex-boyfriend Sammy's apartment building, where I'm afforded a great view of his building's entrance, as well as his living room window. He's not currently home, so I'm just keeping an eye out for his return, and nothing else. If any of New York's finest listen to this episode, I want to assure you that everything is above board. I don't even have a pair of binoculars from which to peep, like some sort of disgusting man named Tom. Rather, I had to break into the warehouse and climb its enormous rickety staircase to wait up here for Sammy's return because the sidewalk outside his apartment is covered in bees, most likely because it is covered in honey from the big glass jar that I dropped earlier today. I wanted to surprise Sammy with his favorite food, honey on lettuce, but in all the excitement of stealing honey from Whole Foods, I forgot to tie my shoelaces. But no worry. Even without honey, the monologue of devotion I've prepared for Sammy will be more than enough to remind him of why we're made for each other. I emerged from those woods a changed man, having gone from hell slash Queens and back, and he's a changed man, having literally changed his Facebook relationship status to single. If that's not a sign from God, I don't know what is. As I wait for him to return home, when I can finally win him back and secure an exclusive puppy love interview that's sure to secure me an Emmy Award for Best Podcast, let's get this episode off the ground, much like its host. We're starting off with another chapter of my much-acclaimed celebrity beef segment, but this time, I'll be making a small tweak to the usual premise. Let's see if you notice it.
Beef.
Debbie.
Famous friends in a tiff, what's become of them? These celebs are pissed, and I'm one of them. Superstars who disagree. One of them is
Debbie,
and the other is me.
Debbie.
Screw you, Debbie! Welcome to Debbie Beef, the spin-off segment of Celebrity Beef, where I lay out my plan to enact revenge on Debbie, who was my producer and was my friend, and is now the reason I have wolf teeth marks on my arm! Just to quickly recap, Debbie lied about setting up an interview with Rihanna and lured me into the woods where she left me for dead. As a result, I missed my meeting with the big streaming network, and almost got eaten alive, and was haunted by a fake ghost, and had to be in Queens. And then, to pour salt into my normally saltless wounds, Debbie got me kicked out of my apartment and moved into my old room. So, because the justice system is corrupt and unable to process high crimes of this nature, I am forced to take the law into my own hands. Here's what I've done, folks. I finally downloaded GPS capabilities onto my phone and sent Debbie a crazed text claiming to still be lost in the woods. But here's the thing. This text accidentally included a geotag for this exact location on top of the warehouse. So she's gonna know I'm back in the city, and she'll think that she's able to get the drop on me by sneaking up on my hiding spot to finish what she started. But in reality, I have booby-trapped the entrance to this roof with all sorts of homemade snares and devices and implements that will go off as soon as the door opens. I sent the text an hour ago, so she should be on her way right now to stab me in the back like the traitor she is. But while we wait to catch Debbie in the act and get caught up in a bunch of Home Alone-style traps and then hand her over to the police, let's take a moment to help pay off the debt on said traps. That's right, it's time for an ad.
Time for an ad, so give me a beat. Yes, it's time for an ad, cause I need to eat. Oh, it's time for an ad to pay for the show. Yes, it's time for an ad, cause I need the dough.
Today's episode of Famous Podcast is brought to you by Heidi Yosefi's Clown Academy. Are you looking for an alternative to expensive, unnecessary four-year bachelor programs? Are you looking for a reason to move to Maine for 9 weeks and cut off communication from your friends and loved ones? Are you a big, huge fan of clowns for some reason? Then request your free admissions brochure from Heidi Yosefi's Clown Academy, which was nominated as one of America's top 400 clown academies. If you apply now for their honors college, you'll gain access to the cream of the crop of clowning professors, including big names like Go-Go Bananas, Shirley McSwirley, and Branches, the clown with the leaves in his hair. Sit on classes like Intro to Jokes, Intermediate Jokes, Advanced Jokes, and Body Horror. Throw a whoopee cushion around on the quad with your new pals, and then head to the library to research ancient clowns who also happen to be virgins. With a degree from Heidi Yosefi's Clown Academy, you'll be able to break into industries like show business, Hollywood, Tinseltown, The Big Apple, and birthdays. So why not quit your job or cancel those applications to Harvard and Yale and settle instead for a $500 a day college for freaks? Visit HeidiYosefi'sClownAcademy.com/wait, really? You're going to sign up? And use promo code FAMOUS to score 1% off your graduation cap and gown. Well, folks, enough clowning around. Sammy just made his way back into his apartment, and quite quickly, I might add, to avoid those bee stings. So it's nearly time for me to get over there and express my love before diving into one heck of a personal interview. I'm just gonna sit tight a few more minutes to see if Debbie arrives, because, man, I would hate to miss her getting caught up in a bunch of chains and pulleys. While we wait, let's turn to our landmark advice segment, Listener Questions.
Are you overwhelmed and overloaded, devoid of stronger stuff? Life is tough, meaning it's too much, but my advice is always just enough.
That's right. If you're shouldering the crushing weight of existence and looking for advice, send me your questions and I might just answer them on the show. This week's question was sent in from Sarah in Chicago. Let's have a listen.
Hi, Famous Podcast. My question for you is, I just moved to a new city. How do I make new friends?
Thank you for your question, Sarah. This is actually the most common question I receive in my inbox, and it's a weird coincidence that so many of my fans are lonely, lonely people. Huh. Anyway, this can be a really tough and painful situation, but no matter what city you move to, there is always a surefire way to make friends. And listen, folks, I've received a lot of feedback recently from fans saying that I sometimes make these advice songs unintentionally about myself or unintentionally depressing. And I promise, this song is not going to be about my own life and not going to be a bummer. So please, don't read into the fact that I wrote it in the key of D minor. Isolation is a mental cancer, echoing questions left unanswered. The slap of loneliness can sting. So take the pill that's hard to swallow. It can't fill a heart that's hollow, but you can have the next best thing. Go online. Google friends, comma, how to find. You'll find them online, or at least a brand new place to whine. 'Cause if you think you're the only one who's lonely, click the link onto Reddit and make yourself cozy. Alt-right chat rooms, anime forums, lower your standards for friends, you'll make scores of them. Hope you don't mind, they're mostly trolls. They aren't nice, but they're breathing souls. Need a pal? Well, don't be bitter if you settle for mutual follows on Twitter. LinkedIn connections are friendship goals. Go online, engage with strangers who might be nine. Make friends online, settle for less and you'll be just fine. Real life friends are a luxury like a gold brooch, so make amends with the drudgery of liking posts of crappy photos of their avocado toes. Swallow your pride and live online, 'cause it still beats going outside. See, just some good old-fashioned advice supported by a melancholy harp. If you'd like to send me a question, email askfamouspodcast@gmail.com and leave your name, city, and preferred pronouns if you'd like a shout-out. And remember, folks, while this might be the final episode of Season 1, it isn't the final episode for Patreon supporters of Famous Podcast. Supporters in the Special Guest and Sweetheart Princes and Princesses tiers on Patreon will be receiving an exclusive one-hour episode of Famous Podcast next week, as well as continue to receive weekly posts of exclusive songs, lyrics, demos, and more. You can join in on the fun that keeps me alive at patreon.com/famouspodcast. But enough peddling. Let's get back to meddling in Sammy's personal life by inserting myself into it. Still no sign of Debbie, so I think it's time for me to pop on over and read out my romantic sonnet to Sammy, which uses several metaphors and similes to express why he and I are such peas in a pod. So let's... Oh, wait. I see Debbie now. Oh, she's coming around the corner. Oh, she's such a freaking idiot. This works so well. I'm a genius. Wait. Hold on, I just got a notification on my phone. What? Sammy's relationship status on Facebook just changed to "it's complicated"? What does that mean? How did he already meet someone new? He hates every- Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, crap. Okay, Debbie's almost in front of the warehouse. Oh, man, this is gonna be so great. But she's on the wrong side of the street. Come on, cross over. Wait, what is she doing? She's going into the wrong building. Freaking Debbie! I forgot how stupid she is. Well, I guess while we wait for Debbie to find her way back across the street, I can try to figure out what the hell is going on with Sammy. I mean, maybe "it's complicated" just means he realized he was wrong to dump me and he's sorry and he has a lot of complicated feelings about it. Or maybe- wait, hold on, shut up. I accidentally, not on purpose, NYPD, took a look at Sammy's living room window and just saw him cross to the door. So, is he leaving, or... Uh-oh. No. It can't... No, he's kissing... Debbie! They crossed to the window and now she's winking at me. Just kissing and winking and kissing. Oh, man. She's holding up a sign that says, "Got you, loser." Oh, my God. That's so rude. Okay. Okay, folks, this is fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm glad they're kissing. Hey, on today's episode of Famous Podcast, we'll be sitting down for an exclusive interview with the two people in the world with whom I have been most vulnerable and ask them how it feels to push glass into my eyes. So let's just run on over there and see what kind of scene we can make when I totally freaking break down crying on his fancy shag carpet. I am running over there. I don't care about this episode anymore. I don't give a crap about this podcast. I just want to know. Oh god. Oh god, the booby traps. I forgot about the booby traps. Ow! 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 Oh wait. The staircase. Oh, hold on. Ow. 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 Okay, I'm downstairs. We're good. I just need to cross the street. Oh crap, I forgot there were bees! Alright. I'm inside. And I'm covered in bee stings. And there's some chains from the booby traps stuck inside of me, but I'm just gonna buzz on Sammy's apartment and ask him to let me in. Sammy, if you can hear me, please let me in. I know you're allergic to bees, and I'm sorry about the bees, but I did it out of love, okay? Sammy? Are you there? Debbie, I don't want to talk to you right now. Put Sammy on. Debbie, I want to put all of this unpleasantness behind us. So please, just turn yourself over to the police. Debbie? Sammy? Well, folks, it's just me again at the end of today's podcast. Standing inside an apartment building entrance and... Wait, someone's trying to get in. I can't see their face. Please! Please don't hurt me! I don't have any money, and if I did, I would have spent it on elaborate booby traps.
Hey, man.
George Washington's ghost? Did you follow me here?
Yeah. I thought you might need a ride back.
But I took your car.
I have two cars. I work in finance.
But you're not George Washington. Or a ghost. And that's not even your real voice.
Yeah. And you're covered in bee stings and paint and blood.
That is true.
People like us gotta look out for each other, you know?
You mean free souls?
No. Weirdos and creeps.
Oh.
So, do you wanna get a bite to eat?
Like now?
Yeah.
Like, as friends?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I'd like that. I'd like that a lot. But first, I should really go to a hospital.
Yeah. Let's get you some morphine.
But don't tell them about my insurance.
I won't, buddy. I won't.
Thanks, pal. And hey, later, when I regain consciousness... How about you tell me about your lovely wife, Martha? Huh?
You mean it?
Of course I mean it. And if you want, you could even tell me about how you chopped down that cherry tree.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Well, then it's a date. But hold on, let me just close out the episode real quick. Folks, it's been a pleasure bringing you season one of Famous Podcast. Along the way, we've had some laughs, we've had some chuckles, and we've even had some guffaws. But one thing's for certain, if you didn't rate and review us 5 stars on iTunes like I asked you to, I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna kick your ass. I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna kick your ass. If you're out there and you think you're safe and you think that I'm not gonna kick your ass, guess what? Every single one of you who listened to this podcast and didn't rate and review us 5 stars on iTunes, I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna kick your ass.
Okay, buddy, I think you might be passing out.
No, I'm just talking to my friends and I'm saying if they didn't rate and review us 5 stars
okay,
on iTunes...
Okay, you know what? Let's get you in the car and bring you to the hospital, right?
Yeah, okay.
Time to go sleep now,
that
okay?
Might be good.
That's
all right.
Lay your head down.
Okay.
That's good.
Nighty-night.
Okay. Nighty-night. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll see you soon right here on Famous Podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I think this is the start of a beautiful friendship, don't you?
No, yeah, I think it's great for a season closer, but I can't carry this over to another season. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it goes against my whole persona to have even one person on my side. It sort of ruins the dynamic for the comedy.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. I think I have a concussion. Oh, blacking out.